Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 28th of September, 1969. The title is, The Essence of the Whole Course is to Make Your Words and Actions Equal. The essence of the whole course is to make your words and actions equal. Bab Dada says, In which form are you meeting Baba? In the Avyakt form, in the form of love, or the form of Shakti, or the form of power? Baba is in the form of the Father anyway, but are you meeting in the form of love, in the form of Shakti, or in the Avyakt form? At the present time, what special form do you experience throughout the day? In which form do you stabilize yourself for the longest period? Which is the most elevated out of all three? So everyone gave their ideas. So then Bab Dada says, At the moment, Baba is only asking you a question. He will clarify it later. What is the most powerful point you have taken from the training course that you have all taken? A point which finishes all obstacles in 1 second. Each of you has spoken of the different points, but now all those who spoke of these points must write and send their experience of how much time it took for them to be able to remove an obstacle by using that point. For instance, when a medicine is used on one person, it is easy for many people to benefit from that. So remember the essence of all the points that have emerged in just 2 words. Those in which everything you have mentioned is included, remember 2 words of the course that you have just done. You have to do what you speak about. You say that you are Brahma Kumaris. We, Bab Dada's children, are obedient and his helpers. You have to do in a practical way all that you speak about. To say something means to do it. There should not be a difference between what you say and what you do. This is the essence of your course. You have been saying for many years that vice is a bad thing. You even tell others about this. But you yourselves are not able to be detached from a household life, and so whatever you do is different from whatever you say. Therefore, from today onwards, remember this aspect. We will do whatever we say. We have to put into practice and show the world exactly what we think about and what we say. We must not just speak about it. We must also do it. The service that remains will not be done by just speaking about something, but will be done through your actions. People speak about what is said, what is done, and about behavior. Whatever actions you perform throughout the day, that is, whilst living in your home, whatever you say, whatever you do, and however you behave, should all be the same. Only then will you quickly be able to attain your karmatit stage. Check at every moment, am I doing what I am speaking? You say that you are a child of the Almighty Authority. And what do? You speak about the things of weakness. So from today, make it firm that you will do whatever you speak about. When others see those who become like this, they themselves will do the same automatically. You will not have to labor. Until now, Baba has been receiving complaints about how you say one thing and you do something else. So now you have to finish the complaints. What will you become when you finish all complaints? You will become Allah. You will become elevated. The more you become Allah, The more you become elevated, the more your name will be glorified, even if you don't want it to be. So this is the essence of the course you have done. Who is the most dangerous person of whom everyone is afraid? The aspect of the world outside is a different matter, but within this family, the most dangerous person, the one who causes a lot of damage, is the one who has one form internally and another form externally. He is even more dangerous than one who gossips about others because he is not able to come close to anyone. He is not able to have love for anyone. Everyone tries to remain distant from him. This is why you have received this teaching from this bhatti. This is called honesty and cleanliness. Cleanliness in which aspect? Honesty in which aspect? There is deep significance behind this also. Honesty means to speak only that which you do, to speak only that which you think. There shouldn't be any artificial form. There has to be honesty in your thoughts, words, and actions. If a thought is created within the mind, there has to be honesty in that also, and then there will be the aspect of cleanliness. Internally, there shouldn't be any rubbish of sins. There shouldn't be any rubbish of one's nature, feelings, or old sanskars either. Those who have such cleanliness will be honest. What is the sign of those who are honest? Those who are honest are loved by all. First of all, they will be loved by God. The Lord is pleased with those who are honest. So, they will first be loved by God, and then they will also be loved by the divine family. No one will ever see them with any bad vision. There will be such firmness and strength in their drishti, words and actions, that they will neither fluctuate nor will they make others fluctuate. Those who are honest are loved. Some think, I am honest, but no one understands me. A true diamond can never remain hidden. This is why when you think, I am like this, but no one understands me in that way, that is not honesty. Truth can never remain hidden, and those who are honest are loved by all. Some even think that because they are not so close, they are therefore not so well known. However, those who are honest and firm cannot keep their identity hidden, even if they are far away. No matter how far away someone is, he will be close to Bap Dada. Those who are close to Bap Dada are close to everyone. So become honest. The proof of cleanliness is visible in one's activities. You do not have just to understand it, but you also have to show it in your practical actions. Whatever actions you perform should be instrumental in the service of others. Check your thoughts, words, and actions. What do you call yourselves? And what title does Bap Dada give all of you? Do you remember that? Serviceable children, each thought, each word, and each action of serviceable children will do service. Service isn't just in giving lectures or giving the knowledge to someone, but those who are serviceable do service at every second. So check yourself, is my activity serviceable at every second? Or is your activity that which sometimes causes disservice? Since you are called the serviceable ones, your actions should also be such. This is why you have to do only that which you speak about. By remembering this, you will easily attain success in your effort. some become very happy thinking that they have explained to so many students, that they are given so many lectures, that they did a lot of service. But even that service is limited. Now you have to do unlimited service. When there is unlimited service through all three forms, those of thoughts, words, and actions, it is called being serviceable. So now check yourself to see if you have become serviceable. Such serviceable souls will also be very loving. So have you all stamped yourself in this way? Or are some of you still trying to maintain courage to do that? Since you have to do it, it means that you have already stamped yourself. Why do you have any doubt in yourself as to whether you will pass or fail the exams? Clever students always say with faith, "We will claim the first number." If you have any doubt in yourself from the beginning, what will be the result of the doubt be? You will not be able to be victorious. If you have the slightest doubt, then until you have that faith, you will not be able to become victorious. All of you have said that it is right, and that you will definitely claim the inheritance. Or did you think that you will see what happens? To make a promise means to become that. Since you call yourselves the ones with an intellect that has faith, there should not be any doubt or sinful thought about the Father, His knowledge, or His family. We belong to Shiv Baba, and the children of the Almighty Authority are those who have faith in their intellects. Who is saying this? The children of the Almighty Authority are saying this. Even if internally you think that you don't know what will happen, even then there will be victory in faith. By maintaining faith, there will be victory. If there isn't faith, your actions will continue in that same manner. If you have the faith that you have to do something, then your actions will also be accordingly. If you have the thought, "Okay, I will see in the future, I will do it in the future," then your actions will also be slack. You must never have any feeling of being weak or of having any doubts. Thoughts of weakness are doubt. Till when will you keep these old sanskars and thoughts? There shouldn't be old sanskars. Sanskars are the gross form, and even the old thoughts should be finished. Then it can be said that you are being baked in the bhatti, in the furnace, and coming out accomplished. What is the meaning of a bhatti? Everything burns and completely finishes in a bhatti. Even the form is transformed. Whatever is put into a bhatti totally changes its form and virtue, etc. You also have a bhatti, and so your form and virtue should change. Prior to a brick being baked, it is just clay. After it is baked, its form and virtue have changed, and its task has also changed. In the same way, you must continue to change your form, virtue, and task. This is the result of the bhatti. Now tell me, have you changed these things, or will you change them? Together with your own enthusiasm, you also have Bap Dada's help. The more you have faith in yourself, the more Bap Dada will definitely become your helper. One who is loving definitely receives cooperation. In order to receive cooperation from someone, you must become loving. One who is loving does not have to ask for cooperation. When you have love for Bap Dada and love for the family, you will automatically receive cooperation from everyone. There are two main things: to have an intellect that has faith, and to be a destroyer of attachment. You have already applied this tilak to your forehead. You have to remember the slogan, "We will do what we say." This is the decoration of the mothers. Mothers apply greater decoration. So these mothers are decorated with the jewels. The most sparkling decoration is that of the jewels. When gold is studded with jewels, there is a greater sparkle. So Bap Dada has decorated these mothers with jewels because at the conference age, you have to become more a diamond than gold. The more you decorate yourself with jewels, the more the vision of the world will fall on you, even when you don't want it to. You will not have to tell the world, "Look at us." This decoration of the jewels of knowledge will even draw the attention of those who are far away. This is why you must constantly and eternally keep the decoration of these jewels. You have to have such faith. Today at Amrit Vela, Baba especially remembered those children who stayed with Sakar Baba for a long time. Today, Baba especially remembered them because nowadays, the effort of those who are living together is very good when compared with their effort before. This is why Baba remembered them with the present wave of effort. At the present time, there is a special transformation taking place in the residents of Madhuban. A jewel from each place is sparkling and going to a different place. Now Baba will see how you sparkling jewels from each place go and make others like you are. You should never speak words that are lacking courage. The days of being one who does not make effort or one who does not maintain courage are now over. Now you have to become a helper and show everything in a practical form. Now it is in everyone's heart that you want to go quickly also. Previously you used to say, the longer we stay in the confluence age, the better it is, because the beauty of the confluence age was being with Sakar Baba. Now you travelers, you Rahi, wish to go where your Rebar, the one who shows you the path, is. The activity of you children will do greater service than your words. When there is success in double service, you will receive the double crown. So do you want to become the ones with a single crown or a double crown, or have you already become that? What is the method to become the embodiment of Shakti? You will be able to become the embodiment of Shakti when you have an avyakt stage. Even if you come into the corporeal form whilst being in the avyakt form, that is just for the sake of service. When that service finishes, you have to remain in the avyakt stage. You have to maintain such practice. What do those who sacrifice themselves receive in return? Those who sacrifice themselves receive a lot of godly power. Those who completely sacrifice themselves are the ones who are fortunate enough never to be widowed. Their fortune of remaining married never finishes. Those who are so fortunate as to always remain married have the imperishable tilak. The tilak of being constantly married is the tilak of remaining stable in the form of a soul. You remember that in the forehead at every moment. What is the other sign of having the fortune of being constantly married? One is the tilak and the other is the bracelet. That is the bracelet of the discipline. You must never take off either of the two. When you take off the bracelet of the discipline, your fortune of becoming constantly married finishes. Now, you have to do the service of performing special wonders. color everyone with your company in such a way that that color never comes off. When people come to the museums, they go away with just a message. But now you must pay attention that the color of your company becomes imperishable to the extent that at least it never comes off. Now you have to take a jump and progress further. Previously, it was a time of just walking along. Then there was a time to go running. Now it is the time to take a jump. If you now try to reach there by running, you will be too late. It doesn't take time to take a jump. In order to maintain the constant stage, you have to remember one pure thought. What is that thought? Firstly, you have to become loving, and secondly, serviceable. That is all. There should be no other thoughts apart from this. Serviceable children only have thoughts of service. Always remember the aim of the bhatti. I will change myself and then change others. This is a stamp of faith. What have you been stamped with? Being one with a faithful intellect, a destroyer of attachment, and serviceable. You have been stamped with the stamp of this Trimurti. Always keep this sign with you. You have to make others like you are, and even more elevated than you are, not less. It is your own greatness when you make others more elevated than you are yourself. Acha, Om Shanti.